Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well,
you just gave me a great idea. I'm going to ask and see if we can make that happen. When we sell my mom's house, I'm going to see if Palmetto State Home Mortgage wants to come set up a little remote tent out in the front yard.
Oh, yeah. They'll do it, Shawnee Zell and the
landscapers. You know, they could come set up little booths. It'd be like it's called MaryCon.
Oh, one final tribute.
All out in the front yard.
She shout out. She was, you know, good shout out.
Firestorm's going to have a booth for sure. They get that for all the good things they did for her.
You got to have the fire department out there.
Yes. They'll be doing, they'll have a little bouncy house or something, maybe.
You get to pick. They'll either show you how to make chili or CPR.
Or how to win at poker, how to count cards.
Oh, boy.
One of those
That's
things.
A skill. Well, did you
chili
know?
Chili workshop.
According to a new online study, 54% of empty nesters say that they plan on having their kids home for the holidays. So how are you going to get your kids home? Especially if they move away out of state, because I have family members that live elsewhere.
Don't you love that sometimes, though? Because I about broke my neck the other night at Target hiding from a family member.
Why?
I did. Because I just didn't have to. There's, you know.
Did they? Well, I guess they never found you or figured out.
No, but I saw them and I was. I probably looked like Mr. Bean trying to hide from somebody, but I was like.
Didn't want to deal with it?
Put a turkey on your
head? No particular reason other than, like, I didn't have. It would end up being a 15, 20 minute thing.
Did you go to the opposite side of the store when you saw?
Okay. Absolutely. I went down and around the discounted Halloween crap and went. Up that back wall behind Frozen.
You should have hit behind the fat mannequins. You lost enough weight now they couldn't find you.
I know. Thank you.
I was like, oh, let me hide behind this.
Yeah, it was one that had, well, they saw me, yeah. Anyway, I mean, they didn't see me that night, but yeah, that's awful of me, though. What should be the last time, you know, that the only opportunity I would have had to see them?
Let me hide behind the mannequin whose gut's bigger than the boobs. And they got the big and tall thongs, remember?
Imagine it. I'm standing there behind one of the headless mannequins, not realizing that my head is matching up with the mannequin from a distance. You see some bearded guy wearing a camo hat, and he's sitting there wearing, like, negligee, though. Yeah, you got to watch out where you hide in those stores, Paige.
Okay.
You really do. Thank God I was not in the kids' wear.
Thank God.
Know? Yeah.
Oh, boy, you in the negligee.
I would have seen you there. I'm levitating right now. What are you doing back here? This is one man only.
You know, that could also be early morning Marilyn Manson. That's another good one. I'd be called Marilyn at 6 a.m. Marilyn, good morning.
How's it going?
See, it's the same voice.
Yeah.
It's Benny Wise. I hang out in the toy section.
Actually, he'd still be up at 6 a.m. Maybe 8:30 a.m.
He would. What are you doing up so early, Manson?
I'm bleeding people.
I don't sleep.
It's, I'm putting leeches on people's nipples.
I'm getting ready for a Wonder Years convention this weekend.
Good God.
Hanging out with Twiggy.
I'm hanging out doing breakfast with Dan Loria.
Fred Savage
He's
is coming
just
by.
Not friends with other people. All right, so how do you get your kids home for the holidays? If you're an empty nester.
Kidnap them.
No.
Money.
Bribe them.
I'm going to take my own kids.
Everything is, everything, kids, remember this. Parents teach them, everything in life is a bribe. It may not be financial or even physical, but everything is a bribe.
With parents, yes.
Everything.
It's a trade-off.
Business. Everything is a bribe.
69% of these people say it's easy to convince your kids to come back home if you bribe them with food. But if you have two different kids, like me and my brother, you'd have to bribe them separately because we don't like the same things.
Okay, but still food.
Mom would have to make some kind of fish or poultry for me and then, you know, some kind of hoof thing for him. So it'd be like,
well, you like that as a kid, too?
Yeah.
God.
I don't know if your mom would be like, you know, Art, I'll let you bring your girl over here if you come home for Christmas. You can do whatever you want with her. Make all the noises you want.
I've heard movies start out that way.
That would never happen.
Mom puts her head in there. No, you're doing it wrong. Come here, let me show you.
The only girl that my mom ever really liked was the one that he married. The rest of them, uh-uh.
Art, you were the whore. I don't like it.
It's like, who's that?
Arthur.
Oh, she called him Arthur?
No. Imagine coming home, you know, my mom would make me go to the grocery store with her, and I'd come home, and I see some girl on the back of his motorcycle wearing my bikini.
Nice.
Going, you're by me.
Did she fill it out enough?
Yep. I guess.
He must have, did all his girls, like, you know, have big jugs?
No.
Okay.
And I was just like, you just bought me a new bathing suit,
Were there
woman.
Ever any... I'm not trying to be like sadistic or anything here, but I'm really not. But did he ever date any girls that could have like passed for you? Mm. Okay.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about the boobs.
He did. He did like one girl, April. He thought she was
Ape. Did you call her Ape?
I didn't call her anything. She was just like a friend for a while, and then when she started dating my brother, I was like, okay, we're not hanging out anymore.
Did your mom ever call him Fart?
No. One time.
Could he paint?
Mm. Well, he could paint a house, but he wasn't an artist. One time.
Wow, he murdered people.
We know what that means.
Is that what you're saying?
One time, she insisted on him getting out of bed and doing things because my mom was, you know, we're going to clean the house. She's like, everything had to be perfect. He didn't get out of bed, so we had this atrium where his bedroom was. Had a slight
wow, you know, that's money.
Yeah,
like first off, I'm surprised you didn't have a cleaning person, lady.
We did.
Okay, well, there
but
we
my
go.
Mom made us clean, yeah. Anyways. He didn't,
I pre cleaned before mine.
Okay, so
as well.
His room was off to the atrium, and the other side was a hallway, and the other side was the living room. So
what was near the vestibule?
So my mom opened, realized that the sliding glass door was open, so she opened the door and she turned the hose on him in his bedroom and got him out of bed.
God.
I was like, this is the best ever.
Damn.
It worked.
He's like, Mom, stop it, I'll get up.
Crazy. Okay, crazy, I'll get up.
It's wild.
Imagine the dream he started having. He was probably urinating the bed.
Yeah, that's where she sprayed him first, like. Because, you know, water to the nuts hurts with any kind of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone just spit water on him,
she,
it wouldn't hurt.
She made him get up, so we had to get up and go somewhere with her.
What if that was,
or do something.
How weird that would have been if she took, like, the fun end of the broom and just kind of poking him in the nuts a little bit until he woke up.
I remember the funniest thing about him is he didn't want to have a haircut because he wanted to have long hair.
And he's a barber.
I know. And he was really mad about getting his hair cut.
He's like, I want to have cornrows.
My mom went, you know, you don't look good. So we're going to go take care of you monsters.
Yeah.
So anyway.
He tried to have Afro puffs or whatever. And she's like, you know.
Not going to happen.
The winner and Benner's like, I'm not into this.
He had like Simon and Garfunkel hair. Or I guess Garfunkel
no.
only.
Simon had no hair. Kind of long hair. Yeah. He wore like kind of like really. He had like a man sweater and he wore a belt.
Makes sense.
That's why he's getting laid a bunch. He had long hair.
He did all the time.
Gold chains.
Girls are all like, your brother's so cute. And I was like, what is wrong with you? He's not human.
Sue Butcher.
I don't think she liked my brother.
Various others. Do you think he hooked up with Ron Reese?
Hell no.
Kind of flipped him?
He is not that way at all.
I bet he hooked up with drink water.
No.
Just to have a little fun.
They didn't hang out. I mean, you know, no. My brother was into, like, partying.
Do you have boyfriends that, like, buddied up to your brother?
Because, oh, I didn't even think
about
that.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And then when y'all broke up, did they remain friends?
Yeah.
See, that's, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She used to hook up with his friends, remember? She's ruthless.
No, they would, I would say no to them, and then like they kept being persistent.
My ex's brothers and sisters and moms and dads still love me. The girls themselves.
You ever hear from them? Like, not a particular one, but, you know, any of them?
What, like family?
Well, like, you know, they're like the ex's parents. You ever hear from them off and on?
No. No. But
no accidental contact or?
No. No.
I've had most of my exes.
They still love me, though, I know.
Except the ones that passed away contact me, which is weird.
I wouldn't even know what that's like, if it's weird or not, you know.
Yeah. Because
Zavinelli died.
I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to be like, you know, a dick or anything.
No. No. I mean, no, I have fond memories, so I, you know, it's not gonna mess them up. I mean,
you just wish you had fonder memories of the actual relationship, more so than the parents.
I mean, I realized that a lot of the people that I dated, we just grew apart. You know, I went to school and they didn't.
A bunch of dumbasses.
No, it wasn't that. It's just
where'd Paige go?
I went to school, and I lived in other towns, so I didn't really see him that often.
Yeah. She lives in San Francisco now. We can't go there. They'll flip us.
Generally, people don't want to go to the city because, you know, of traffic. Or if you have an apartment in San Francisco, you get a lot of your friends coming to your house because they're...
Why is there no Japantown?
There is.
A lot of two-way traffic.
There's kind of a section where that's where Benihana's is. It's really nice.
Wow.
Benihana's is...
The restaurant? You've never been there?
I mean, it's kind of racist that they put it there. Why can't it be like in the other part of town?
Why can't it be like in regular Hollywood?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't live in L.A.
You got to be Jewish to be there, I understand.
San Fran.
But that's what I heard. Chinatown is really nice. And that's where you want to go out to eat. They have really good Chinese.
Not when you were living there. That's when all the murders were taking place.
That's true. That's when you had the... What was it?
Yeah, the Chinese Tong Wars.
No, that's...
Well, you always have, like, the ethnic...
They're having the Tong Wars.
That's gone. That's gangs.
Yeah, Hop Sing Tongs, Watching Tong, Wo Hop Toes. Yeah, the Flying Dragons.
You just don't get into that kind of stuff. You just go to the restaurant. Nice, nice restaurants.
I don't think you were aware of the very, you know, like, violent people that were coming in.
There was a gang.
I was aware of that.
There was many gangs. Matter of fact, you had to watch out that one Takamichinoku. That was the one you did not. Do you know, Paige, you know about it. You lived in California, you know about Takamichinoku.
No, I don't know.
You don't know about Takamichinoku?
You don't know about Machine Gun Johnny, Shrimp Boy Chow?
No.
Animal Chin?
No.
Jeez.
Never found him.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Like, what the hell?
Do you think people are like throwing a carcass of a deer on the road?
They're waiting to
hoping you will hit it, stop, and then carjack
no,
you.
No. If you no,
they're in a deer suit.
No, see the buck's alive. I mean, not alive. It's dead on the side of the road. I would think if it's dead on the side of the road, nobody's already taken the head. Somebody's waiting for you to.
Oh, like they got it on a string, like they got me with the wallet that time in Cleveland Park.
Exactly. Those two little kids.
Exactly. They're waiting for you to.
Paige just disappears.
Carjack your car.
It's weird. The head's still moving. It's like a chicken when you cut its head off.
You hear this?
The head keeps moving, but the body's dead.
That's the setup. They carjack you as soon as you get out to cut his horns off.
You're giving criminals too many good ideas. They're going to start just throwing dead animals on the side of the road, hoping some woman feels bad. And next thing you know, it's like Red Dead Redemption. Please help. My wagon wheel broke.
That's why I got shooters since she opens her mouth. You've seen those clips of the way people play Red Dead now. They kick the horse off the cliff. They shoot the kid. They throw him off the cliff.
You were talking earlier about how you could shoot the dog on Duck Hunt. And I was like, my God.
I read that somewhere.
I never knew that.
I saw last night Saint?
Saw.
On social media, somebody in a town near me. I don't want to say which town because they don't spend any money. But somebody hit a bear on the side of the road.
Oh, man.
And it reminded me of a time I was ride sharing. I had a woman that I picked her up from the hospital. Usually when you pick somebody up from the hospital in the morning, they're like, you know, psycho, crazy people.
Oh.
But she had her arm in a sling. I said, what happened? She said she was driving drunk. And this is why she this is why she didn't call the cops. She had her arm hanging out of the window, just like how you know, kind of put your arm out the window. Yeah. She hit a bear.
Damn.
She hit the bear with the right front of her car, and the bear swung around and hit her arm and broke it. And she She said it didn't kill the bear. So I don't know if the one I read about last night when somebody got in a wreck, if that bear died
sad.
Or not.
Poor bear.
And I assume it was a big black bear. Look, that's just the ones
why
we
does
have
that
around.
Matter?
It doesn't to me, but you know. Those are the ones we have around here.
If it was a white one, though, you should alert people because there's a polar bear here. I know Christmas is coming soon, but Coca-Cola, you don't need to do that.
Albino bears?
Those are only in Brevard.
Albino bears. But if you know somebody's tried to bleach one before. It's tie-dyed or something.
If it's that hard to kill a deer when you hit them with a car, because that doesn't always work either. See, you probably can't kill a bear with a car. Even at a high rate of speed, might injure it.
My daddy hit a deer one time. It totaled his car. It was an Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it totaled the crap out of it.
Just in the front? Like it was like a big V?
You know, it didn't. It's not like he hit a brick wall, but like it, I guess the antlers and everything just carved up the car real good.
God.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Did he cut the horns off?
No. Someone beat him to it. Someone snuck up behind him and took it.
I have seen deer on the side of the road that had just the bottom halves.
I've seen that a bunch of times.
So I assume people are just
stiff as a board.
Are they just cutting the necks off? But is that
did
like
they
a,
take it? Did they cut the head or did they? How many of you out there? Be honest. We won't reveal it. You can text in to say, yeah, I've done it before. Have you ever seen a deer on the side of the road? It's just a 4-point buck, whatever. It's a buck.
I know what you're going to
say. You ever throw it in the back of your car, then take it home in the yard, and then pose with it like you killed it?
It's not what I thought you were going to say, but you know people have done that.
What were you going to say?
I didn't know if they tried to mount them on the side of the road thinking somebody was looking.
Of course you would think so.
So they get their little hunting outfits on and pose with them?
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
That's like stolen valor. Like, you can't do that,
That is
right?
stolen
there
valor.
There was that TNC that time where the guy during Helene, a tree fell and killed a deer, and the guy posed with it like he had killed it.
Why are you? I don't know. That's awful. I just don't understand why they're. Never mind.
You definitely can't hang it on your wall because you have to have a story. If you don't have an immediate story for that deer on the wall, then you know it's not real.
Dude, my grandpa was very that was a big thing for him. Like, you did not put a fish or an animal head up that you didn't yourself take. Like, you didn't buy them. You didn't, like he said, that's the stupidest thing you can do. Because you present, it's presented as you took it. But if you didn't, you just bought it at a yard sale or something, then, like, he thought that was literally like wearing like the uniform of someone that served in Nam, and you never did. Like, he thought that was the worst thing in the world you could do.
We had that antelope head that
it's never anything normal.
It was an antelope head that my stepfather's father, I don't even know the story, but my mom felt bad about having, she didn't want the animal head in the first place.
Right.
And then, you know, because she married this man. So we kind of inherited it. And his name was Harold. We had Harold. And we kept Harold with us our entire lives. And then we put it up at Cedar Mountain. And somebody stole him. Someone stole Harold.
Harold the antelope head. Harold?
Wow.
Antelope, not a cantaloupe.
Antelope head.
You put a head of cantaloupe on you, it's going
to
go bad eventually.
We had to fix him up because he just, you know, they deteriorate with time.
Yeah, you have to
touch up the nose and stuff.
You have to go back and get them
skin that
redone.
Sucker.
Yeah.
What is, are these phone calls want to talk about dead deer and stuff? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. I don't know if it's.
Pick them in order as you think are the best calls.
Let's go to Stumpy. This one's funny.
Stumpy,
good morning.
Yes, I've seen a deer on the side of the road dead. So it was right near Ingalls over in Seneca. And I went to Seneca and bought a well soon balloon and went back and tied it to its foot.
What a troll. I know what you're talking about, too. There's a lot of highway right there.
Oh, my God.
It stayed there for about a week.
Oh, poor little thing.
Okay.
Almighty.
I'm not going to say which family member it is, but I have a family member whose friend would always do those. And now it's kind of commonplace, but if people had wrecks on the side of the road, he would roll down the window and say, you can't park there. It was the biggest, dick move ever.
It's terrible.
And people make videos about that.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
It's the thought that counts, I guess.
Yeah, it's the thought that counts.
I'm just a natural smart, you know what, I ain't gonna say the word. But
Stumpy, are you a short man? Like, what's this name Stumpy? What's, is there is there a story?
Jeremy Kelly.
Yeah, well, he's lost his leg, remember?
Christ.
And called last week. And he picked his own name, Stumpy.
You called last week as Stumpy?
Yeah.
God bless.
No, I called as Anonymous.
Oh, he was Anonymous. Then
you
was
just
Stumpy
outed
after.
Him, jerk.
No, he was Stumpy after.
Okay. Well, yes.
Wait a minute. Are you a hunter? Did you go, try to pillage the carcass for any horns
Neither
or anything?
Neither one of you listened.
No, it was a doe.
Oh, that's kind of funnier, to be honest with you.
No, it's not. That means there's kids out there somewhere. She died of virgin.
There's a little orphan.
Well, karma come back to bite me in the butt because
somebody about his butt. Somebody
ate his butt.
Karma somebody did something
karma,
to his butt.
Karma bit his butt.
Who's karma?
Karma who?
Karma.
Carmen.
Carmen. Carmen Electra.
Nice recovery.
Well played, Stumpy.
Hey, you got to get up early in the morning to get one over on me, brother.
Oh, God. Well, listen, you tell Ren we said hello, okay, Stumpy?
All righty, I'll do it.
All right, see
you,
brother.
Stumpy.
Stumpy.
Get that VCR.
He's quiet. Oh, yeah. Where's mine?
Oh, God, yeah, okay. Yeah, he was Anonymous.
I can't give up too many details about where he works. But
please give me one, Stumpy, so I can watch videos of him all.
Why don't you go dump and dive for it?
He acquires
He's got
things.
One leg.
I don't know how to do that.
It's real easy, Paige.
He tied a balloon to the damn deer's foot.
What is the reason for the VCR thing? What is it you're wanting to watch?
I'm going to convert old, because I have old videos of me playing basketball. I've got old TV movies on tape.
Yeah.
I got so many tapes, because I used to record everything on TV. So I want to convert them to, you got to have the patch cords, and you got to hook the thing up.
You know
to
what
it.
The big thing is? And I don't know how it works on YouTube. I don't know if you get a flagged for it or whatever, but people that put up old TV shows are including the commercials on there. Mm-hmm. That's almost as entertaining as watching the show to see. It's depressing because you see how cheap it used to be to eat at Taco Bell, or you see come down to JCPenney's. Jackets are on sale for $9. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like a different...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
World. Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say, hey, famous people born on the 12th of November, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it. Let me do a quick little switch. I just realized that I could...
Quick switch.
I was looking at music for this lady right here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a clue, Paige. It is a lady.
Okay.
It is a lady.
It is a lady.
I'll go ahead and pre-guess 34.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Right. Just by knowing she's
a
lady.
He's a lady.
Because I was going to play some... I was like, I don't know the theme song to this movie. I had to look it up, and it has some Kelly Clarkson in it. But we'll switch to Batman because she was Catwoman.
Oh, she's
Halle Berry.
Nope.
Give me the initials, please.
Oh, my gosh.
A-H. A-H.
Yeah, I see her, man. I see her. I can't think. Well, the first name, give it away? Or the last one, give it away? I need
both.
To feel
She's
like...
She's got literally a big mouth.
Anne Hathaway.
It is Anne Hathaway.
Wow. Dude, saying that literally...
Yeah, her features are... Let's talk about her mouth.
She was Catwoman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, okay. Like, she looks like her mouth could just keep just growing in size and just envelop you.
Like a Cheshire cat
now,
that would pleasure you.
If you would have said Devil Wears Prada, I would have known that. That would have
was
been.
Was that on my little list here?
Well, we're marketing toward men.
Yeah, she was in Les Mis.
Oh,
Princess Diaries.
I watched Les Mis over the weekend with her. She was good.
Old Jean Valjean, I believe she was.
Jean Valjean.
Oh, Jean Valjean.
He wears Givenchy.
She's older than 34. That was my pre-guess. I'm gonna go 41.
43.
Ooh. Paige nailed it. Anne Hathaway is 43 years old today.
Like Richard Petty.
What?
Like Richard Petty. His jersey number.
Oh.
This is a stretch.
Isn't it crazy? Like, it's my car number. It's not my jersey number. I don't have a jersey number. I drive a car.
Uh-huh.
The fact that 43 was ever used again, like, and the 3, the 24, the 20. Like, you got to retire numbers, NASCAR.
Well, what was it?
Something tragic happens. Absolutely.
Is it soccer where they've just now, or maybe it's been a thing for a while, I just noticed it, they have three digits in their numbers now? Like, you could be number 100?
I didn't know that. Soccer, probably.
Yeah.
Unless hockey did it. I don't know if hockey did
it. Maybe it was hockey.
How about you retire number 28 after Davey passed away? Nobody should be 28 again.
28, 43, 3, and
I'd say 24 and 20. Even though William Byron's probably going to be as popular in 24 as Jeff Gordon was.
God, I can't remember now what Kulwicki drove. What number?
Was he 17 or 11?
Well, you can't retire all the numbers. Come on.
Well, make up new ones.
Don't retire the 51 because he's about to break the consecutive races record next year.
That's true.
Maybe he'll get his ass in here.
I hope so. 51's my favorite.
When he stops hanging out in California all the time. This is a stretch. He played Ken in the Barbie movie. He was also in the Mickey Mouse Club with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Oh, man.
Initials, please.
R.
Yep. Paige knows who it is.
This one, Ronaldo.
He is not one. That is his initial. RG.
Ryan. Ryan.
Might have an electric company.
Ryan. What?
He might have his own electric company. They might sponsor headlines. It's Ryan Gosling. We'll be here until 2 o'clock.
Come on.
I can't be. I have a dentist appointment in 13 minutes.
How are you going to get there?
He's going to drive.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
He's going to speed.
I'm going to Uber there.
He's going to speed. He's speed there.
You better tip good. Because that's all they're going to make. Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling is 47.
Is it a big one?
It's not a big. I don't know. I've never seen him naked, but
48.
He is 45 years old, Ryan Gosling.
45.
He's handsome.
That last movie he did about stunt drivers or whatever, that was good. I saw that.
He's always good.
Oh, Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Have you watched The Place Up in the Pines? That was pretty good, too.
No. I haven't watched the new one with Ruth either, from Ruth from Ozark.
Oh, Weapons? Oh. I got to watch Weapons.
Yeah. It looks good.
I want to watch Running Man. That looks real good. Glenn Powell coming out this week.
What is this on? What is he?
This is for Olympics.
Yeah, this is, though she kind of don't deserve it, to be honest with you.
Why?
Well, we'll play Harding. It for you. It is Tonya Harding's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I was just wondering why we're playing the music. I'm sorry. Nosy.
Oh, no. It's usually a clue as to whose birthday it might be. I would say Tonya is going to... Is it a big one?
It is not a big one, Tonya.
57.
She can suck it for what she did.
Oh, Paige says Tonya can suck it. She's 55 years old today.
She can. I saw the video.
Let's go with...
I did, actually. I saw
you
that
would.
Video.
You would.
What? Watch
you
pop culture unfold?
Watching
yes.
That. You would.
Did you watch Tommy and Pamela?
No, I would not.
Oh, my God. I could draw it from storyboard right now.
You would? It was exploited. Hey, what do you do? Why would you do that?
He released it.
They
Come
didn't
on.
Make any money
he
off of that. It. Come on.
This gentleman this was horrible. A former White Sox and a Cubby. And he used to be white for a little bit.
Sammy Sosa.
It's Sammy Sosa's birthday. Remember, his pigmentation changed.
Yeah.
He was white for a little bit, but I think now
actually he's drafted by the Rangers.
How does that happen?
Well, Texas decided to choose him.
Oh. No, but I mean.
So it was.
Oh, how does his pigmentation change? I don't know.
I can't remember something in his, some kind of sickness he had for a little bit.
Melanin
maybe.
And.
You know, like how a plant drinks chloroform to grow or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's one of those situations.
Makes him go to sleep.
It's called hypopigmentation.
Oh, is it?
Jesus. Somebody went to medical school over the weekend.
Yeah, and she's waiting to get her results back.
I may be pregnant.
Damn.
Not.
Missed that tape.
Oh, love you, baby.
He's like a miracle.
We're going to be there when
Oddly enough, I'm going to bottle feed.
God, yeah, the kid's mouth's not big enough. He joked.
What a waste of resources.
Yeah, right?
It could be,
you could have quadruplets and it would be
Jesus,
okay.
That's your joke.
Could you imagine going to Golden Corral every day? That's what it'd be like for that kid.
What if I didn't lactate? That would be a problem, too.
Oh, what if you did too much at once?
Oh, my gosh.
You hit him from across the room.
Like
you have to headlock those suckers to get them going.
Don't fall asleep around Paige.
dropping milk.
62.
61.
Sammy Sosa's 57 years old today.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
Listen to this thing.
Younger than I thought. Is it Glenn Gilberti's birthday?
It is no Glenn Gilberti's birthday, yeah. A.K.A. Disco Inferno.
Remember the backstage?
Why'd they call him that?
That was his gimmick wrestling name.
Oh, it was? Okay. He was a good dancer. I'm just assuming.
No.
If you remember right, he tagged with Alex Wright for a little bit.
Yeah.
And they were the Boogie Knights.
Yeah.
With a K.
Boogie Knights.
Yes. She's doing it.
Das Wunderkind.
Now he's bald. Like, you don't look like Alex Wright from WCW.
Hi, guys. I'm Glenn. Wait, no, you're not. You're Disco. Remember backstage. Hi, guys. I'm a booking agent now. I'm Glenn.
Oh, no.
Which I guess he was in the NWO for a little bit there.
How do you go to
so is Dusty.
Agents?
I mean, so is Ted DiBiase. So is Virgil.
Virgil.
So is Jeff Farmer.
I'm pretty sure Judy Bagwell was probably in the NWO, too.
Kind of, sort of.
What the hell?
Hell, I was. For one great night.
Thanks for the wine.
Glenn, I'm going to go 60. One.
All right, 61.
Disco Inferno is also 57 years old today.
Happy birthday, whoever you are.
Neil Young is 80 years old today. Al Michaels.
Al Michaels. 84.
81 years old. Happy heavenly birthday, Judge Mills Lane. Let's get it on.
Oh, yeah.
I met him. Very nice.
I want to be on his show.
Tiny little man.
Well, we lost him in 2022. He would have been 88 years old today.
Yeah, keep a lookout on him.
And Princess Grace Kelly of Monaco.
What a beautiful lady.
96 years old. Probably still would have been hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Princess Grace.
Yeah, she was the first one to say F you to American men.
Yeah.
And suddenly they all started.
Then Jackie O started doing it.
Jackie O.
Well, I guess she kind of had a reason to.
Yes. I don't blame her.
So might have drove it to that Greek fella. All that philandering I was doing there and whatnot.
Yeah. Heartbroken.
What was his? Aristotle? Was that his first name? Aristotle Onassis.
Yes, sir.
Aristotle. What a. You got to amount to something with a name like that. If
got you
just.
You,
you
got
can't
money.
Be like.
At
well,
least
I'm
have a yacht.
I am Aristotle. I'll be serving you tonight. You never will hear that.
Oh, what a funny name there. Wasn't good like John. It was Aristotle. Oh, look at me, Aristotle.
I am your server, Aristotle Onassis. Want to start with some bread? I'd like to say this. I turned off my computer 10 minutes ago.
It turned it off.
Because I have a dental surgery. Not surgery. My gentle dental.
You getting a grill?
Yes. I had Hell to wait yeah. for the blood diamonds to arrive, but they're here now.
Remember, whole top diamond and the bottom row is gold.
Oh, is that the way it goes?
All handset, too.
Gosh, you know, I always thought, was it saying the bottom row is gold or bottom row's gold?
The whole top is diamond and the bottom row is gold.
I thought it was rose gold.
Yeah, you probably don't want them on the bottom because that's how you're chewing.
That's how I know you're white, because you didn't hear what he said when he came through.
Well, it's true. I am a Peckerwood.
I can speak Paul Wall, Screwed and Chopped.
Oh.
Tomorrow.
Swisher House.
College Bob, Bubba's Bob. Tomorrow is Thursday. And yeah, it is what you think. Facebook fuss and.
All right.
Paige put her phone down long enough to clap.
She did. She put it right back up.
She picked it right back up. Who are we texting with?
We're trying to see if I passed. But I didn't get anything yet.
That's a great cliffhanger for tomorrow's show.
Oh,
I
yes.
You know? Find out tomorrow if Paige can wax vaginas legally.
Yeah.
Or keep doing it illegally in her garage.
When you come in here with a pubic hair necklace, we'll know that you've been doing some waxing.
So take a souvenir from each person.
Yay!
Thank you for living. Get the podcast. Thanks for living and listening. Thanks for all that stuff. Wash your hands. Give me a day off and forget what I say. God bless America. It is good. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.